Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And today we are joined by a comedian, screenwriter, former member of the Sans Pants Network, current member of the Sans Pants family, Mia Moore.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Better now that we see you.
I'm back. I've been traveling dimensions and I couldn't do Sans Pants, but I'm back in this one.
It's good to have you here.
And so now I'm doing Sans Pants.
I'm so happy to have you back.
Was it two and a half years since you've been on this pod?
Yeah, it's exactly as awkward talking to you guys on Zoom now as it was 2 years ago.
Oh, it's like no time's passed.
It's good the hasn't technology gotten has better. Not improved
yeah, it's great.
At all.
And today's topic is dynamite. Which is fitting because we're joined by a dynamite gal.
Oh, wait, who? Hayden? Oh, wait. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Obviously.
Wow, I'm blushing so hard right now.
Okay, so friends, I think dynamite is underutilized. We use it to go fish and we use it to dig holes, right?
Well, I don't know if anyone actually dynamite fishes.
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Wait, do they not?
Yeah, I was about to say, Cass, those are kind of strong words for somebody who I'm guessing has never used dynamite in their entire life.
Yeah.
When was the last time that you dynamite?
I've actually never used dynamite. Why
oh
does
God,
that shock
so
me?
Yeah, you seem like you've never used dynamite.
No! You should! You can't say that!
I just like coming up with unique negs. yeah, you seem like someone who's never actually blown something up before.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even set off a firework. I hate
Wait,
that.
Really?
Well, fireworks
wow.
are illegal.
Yeah, that's actually...
They're not illegal.
You should
everywhere.
Set off a firework at least once in your life. Like, they're not for me particularly, but like...
But you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't lit the
I've
fuse,
set off,
but
yeah.
We had a... Yeah, it was a New Year's party and we lit one off in a roundabout, but then the bottle fell over and it sort of shot at us. We had to run away while it was exploding behind us. It was
Yeah, classic firework shit.
Mm.
Honestly, God. If that's not your experience with fireworks, it's like, what did you have, like adult supervision or something? Like, lame.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
What were you, older than 16 and sober?
Boring.
Oh no, so I got so much catching up to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cass, come to LA for the 4th of July and we will, I guess you can't really do fireworks here in LA. We'll find a back street where people won't stop us and we'll set off fireworks illegally.
Hell
It'll be
yeah.
awesome.
Brilliant.
No adult supervision.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
I feel like I always hear
a road
about...
trip to a place with less permits and laws.
Yeah! Let's take a car there.
There was always a rumor in high school. I don't know if you heard this, Cass, because we went to the same high school. But there was a rumor that there was a fruit and veg shop suburb over that would sell fireworks illegally, and you'd go in and you'd say, hello, can I buy some fireworks? And then apparently they would pull out a box from under the counter and you could just buy a bunch of fireworks from them.
Why didn't you try?
Well, mostly I didn't believe it, that it was true.
Okay, that's fair enough.
But apparently this is the story I heard, they just kept getting shut down and then reopened and then just kept doing it.
I love that.
Making bank, making firework bank.
There's a whole lot of sex pills. I don't know if they're international or specifically to Australia. I have no idea. It is really tricky to trace.
What do you mean by sex pills?
So there are a range of pills that are like, this is herbal based and it is called scorpion, and you can take it and you'll be
I was about to say, I sure do hope that all of the sex pills in Australia are still based off of dangerous animals. It's like, if there's not like a rhinoceros or like a venomous snake on the front, then that's just not going to work. Like,
exactly.
Yep. It wouldn't function. So scorpion came out, everyone got really into scorpion, being like, this rules. And then suspiciously, the company was like, what? Not a scorpion. We're actually rebranding. This is now called, tiger.
Tiger.
This is tiger now. And everyone was trying to go into stores and buy scorpion, and then they didn't have any scorpion, but they did have this tiger stuff that had the same size and shape packaging, but different branding, and it's definitely legally different to scorpion.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah.
What were they? Is it just like a libido thing?
Yeah,
just
it's a libido thing.
Take it, get horny?
Oh, take it, get horny. I think that one was like, that was not tiger anymore. It's black cat. But those ones, you take it and you're like ready to go for like 3 days. It's meant
for
to
3 days.
3 days.
I mean, yeah,
that's too long.
I do have to wonder if anybody's ever used those aside from like teenage boys at a slumber party that were just like, oh, let's like try it. Like, has anybody actually like been like, hey, honey, I got to go to the store and get more scorpion. I really want to fuck you tonight. I know it's our anniversary, but I'm out of scorpion. So, oh, they only had tiger. I hope it's the same thing.
I don't have my brand. Yeah.
Is black cat okay?
Yeah.
Man, that's what boys want slumber parties.
What boys want slumber parties. Yes, you're
oh
right.
Oh, my God. I hear so many boys being like, man, that's what girls want slumber parties. That sounds so nice. You're all taking sex pills.
No, we don't take sex pills.
No, see, no, I didn't take them, but somebody took them. See, here's what boys slumber parties are like in my experience, okay?
Yes.
You go to a boy's house who's like kind of mean to you, like he doesn't like you very much, but somebody else at the party is your friend.
They need the numbers,
and so you go there. You guys watch like 2 hours of Family Guy, maybe some South Park, maybe a movie like the New Guy or Ace Ventura or something like that.
A lot of would you rathers.
No, not even. We didn't really talk so much as like learn how to play Megadeth riffs on guitar.
Okay.
Just because one guy's into Megadeth and like I didn't really like it, but I was just like kind of trying not to talk so that I could kind of blend in to the boys' slumber party.
Sure.
Somebody jerks off in a sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah.
Like as a joke, but they are really doing it.
Oh. So like it's not even.
And then,
it's not subtle. Being like, ha ha ha, wouldn't
no,
it be
they're,
funny
they're
if
like
I'm
really
doing this already?
Doing
yeah, wouldn't it be funny if you watch me jerk off, guys? Wouldn't it be funny? I'm going to do
and
it.
Then,
do you dare me? Do you dare
and
me?
And then you call your mom at 11:30 and have her come pick you up because you're really uncomfortable. And that's slumber parties for boys.
Okay. So a bit different to girl slumber parties.
Yeah, maybe.
Girls,
oh, you guys didn't do that?
No, I'm trying to think of like, look, more recent girl slumber parties. There's wine. Everyone brings some lollies that they like.
Oh, you're talking about adults.
Yeah, I was going to say, bring a wine?
Okay.
I was talking about when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, okay. I was sort of in the same vibe.
A kid's slumber party for girls.
Wait, when was the last time you had an adult slumber party?
I think I'm just thinking of girls' nights.
Yeah, you just go over to your friend's house and you just chill and like sleep in the same bed. Like, that's normal.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have a big, you just put mattresses on the ground.
Yeah,
and then
you watch movies all night. You talk about people you like, you know, all that.
You fail the Bechdel test or you talk about eating disorders and then you go to sleep.
Have fun.
God, that's the best thing about being a lesbian is I've never failed the Bechdel test in my entire life.
Must be nice.
Talk about men, really? Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
No, that's a silly little joke.
Mm.
Girls talk about other things that aren't boys and eating disorders. We talk about our moms.
And how cool they are.
Yeah. Oh,
sometimes.
My God. A lot of talk about the body. A lot of talk about the body. Being like, does yours do this? Like, yes. Why does no one talk about that? That's crazy.
Enough slumber parties.
Mm.
You know, if we had more slumber parties, we'd all be talking about it.
Yeah.
We had a boys, it wasn't a slumber party because it was during the day, but we all hung out and watched the Royal Rumble. And I haven't watched wrestling in, I don't know, 10 years before that. And good news, it's still fucking sick. Wrestling still rocks. It's super, like, campy and weird, and it makes no sense, and it's the best.
Is
it's unreal. People are just doing flips in little undies. It's unreal.
And everyone, is it nice to see everyone touch each other?
Oh, yeah. I love a bit of touching. Bit of boy touching.
I never really got into wrestling in any way whatsoever, but
there's still time.
For some reason, I have an idea that all Australian men love wrestling. Like, I have never met an Australian man who's like, no thanks, wrestling not for me.
I think
all like, this is fucking sick, this is fucking chakas. Like,
that's what you sound like.
Yeah.
Are a lot of the Australian men you know through this network?
From Sans Vance? Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I think I found the issue.
Yeah, it's definitely not at all.
It's not universal.
Okay, let's say. Most of the Australian men that I know are podcasters.
Yeah, and
so yes,
big
wrestling
dorks.
Fans.
So, yeah. That would make sense.
Big dorks who like to see guys touch each other in little clothes.
Oh, yeah. Logan Paul was in it.
Jesus.
But he was actually, now I love Logan Paul though, because he was great. He did a cool flip. He did this thing where he jumped like 5 meters across the ring and body slammed another guy who was also jumping across the ring. It was crazy.
But look. And
it was awesome.
Is he the one who was pretty horrible?
With the dead body?
Yeah, he's a bad man, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not good, but he's good at wrestling. And it's good because everyone hates him, and he leans into it. And when he came to the Royal Rumble, everyone started kicking him as hard as they can. And they all teamed up on him, and it was very funny. Because everyone was like, ha-ha, suck shit, Logan Paul. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
I do wonder, do you think there's ever been a wrestler who used Dynamite as their theme?
Oh.
That would just like you're like down for the count and they like stick a stick in your mouth and light it and there's like a really long fuse so it's not actually going to explode your head. But like if you're knocked out, it would have.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. I feel like, yeah, like an old prospector kind of theme for a wrestler could be good. Like you come up with a big pickaxe, bunch of dynamite.
And you just kill a
guy. Ties a woman down to the railroad track, all that.
Absolutely. Yeah,
big the fun stuff.
Yeah, big railroad spike. What was the hype? What were you asking about Dynamite?
What else do you reckon we can use it for? Because we can fish with it and make big holes. We're prospecting, we're finding gold, we're finding fish. I feel like Dynamite seems to be our first kind of automation. It does.
Yeah,
like,
well,
I don't
want
to dig this hole. Dynamite. I don't want to catch these fish. Dynamite. What else are we? What else can we automate with dynamite? Can we do cooking?
I was about to say cooking, but I wonder if it's toxic. Like, I wonder if you can eat something that's been dynamite or if it would be not good to eat.
It's nitroglycerin and some other stuff. So I don't know.
We probably should
say
all the
like an energy drink. That sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'll keep me awake.
Yeah. What if it's like dynamite underneath a metal plate? So it's like a really like flash in the pan cook. Like you have
it's a really strong metal plate that won't move when exploded by dynamite.
Yeah, like screw it down or something. Maybe use some glue.
Yeah.
You put the dynamite underneath a hot plate, like when you're camping.
And then your steak cooks in like 2 seconds.
But I feel like maybe the bottom would cook really fast and the top would still maybe be raw.
Oh, two bits of dynamite. Done.
Yeah, but that's why you flip.
Oh, you do two dynamites.
Yeah. Or you could even use the one dynamite to like, it'll still, you know, dynamite's hot, I can only assume. I mean, you guys would know. I've not had any experience with it.
Embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Have you guys seen that person who cooked like a T-bone steak using lava?
No.
Just like pour lava on top of a steak and then sizzle it and then like flip it over. It looked disgusting.
They
it looked not good.
They put lava on the steak. I was imagining
you
it
could,
was
well,
a
you cook the
thing.
Steak on the lava. You put the lava on top of the steak and you let it like sizzle in and then you just pull it off and it's like hard.
Whoa.
That would probably be fine because lava's just rock, right?
Just hot rocks.
Hot rocks.
Well, it's very like sulfurous though. Like your steak would taste like farts, but
Hey, that's all right.
Would it taste like farts?
Yes.
Yeah, like farty eggs, I guess.
God.
Yeah, like disgusting eggy farts. It would be like the worst kind of farts.
Yeah. This is more of a gimmick. Like, you can't do this every morning and be like, I'm the lava steak guy bringing it into work. You know, like, it's kind of a one-time thing.
It does seem like
TikTok views.
A TikTok thing or an Instagram page that's popular for 6 months is a guy who cooked all his food on lava.
Yeah.
And talks about like how it's actually nutritious that all if you, all of your food smells like farts.
Yeah.
It's good for
the
you.
The sulfur actually helps clean you out. Mm. This if you put the fart smell in, the fart smell doesn't leave you. It sucks up all your farts and it's actually good for you.
It sucks up all your farts.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons Player Handbook, flicked through it, and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum, and you could barely organise a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
Would you guys like to hear the history of dynamite?
Absolutely. I'll die if you don't tell me.
I guess. I'm a little neutral on it, but it's your show.
You get to meet us in the middle with your enthusiasm.
All right. I'll be medium excited. Dynamite was invented by Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel.
The Nobel?
Yes.
The Peace Man?
Yes.
Wow.
Peace Man made dynamite?
Yep. So, Alfred Nobel.
The irony, the Twilight Zone, Friday the 13th, the series, irony of this situation.
We thought we knew him for Peace on Earth, but he was just blowing the earth into pieces.
Good stuff.
You're kind to me.
So, it was him, his father, and his brother. They're experimenting with combinations of nitroglycerin and black powder, and then Alfred Nobel figured
sounds
out,
like a boy sleepover.
Yeah, that's boy sleepover stuff. And they invented the detonator, or a blasting cap, which means you can explode stuff from far away using a fuse, which I guess is probably a pretty important part of dynamite, so it doesn't explode straight away.
Wait, so they invented like a long candle wick?
I think
like that didn't exist before.
I think the fuse was invented first, but the blasting cap, so the thing that explodes when it hits the fuse to set off the explosion, they invented.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, on the 3rd of September in 1964, Emil, so that's Alfred Nobel's brother, and several others died of an explosion in the factory where they made the dynamite.
Oh, no. An explosion
is that
the dynamite
why he started
factory?
The peace? That must be why he started the peace, because of the dynamite explosion. Yeah.
So Alfred Nobel moved his company and just kept on making dynamite. The main problem with dynamite, it was quite unstable.
Wouldn't have picked it.
So it was good at exploding stuff, but you couldn't transport it. So Alfred Nobel mixed it with a bunch of random stuff, including like cement or coal or sawdust to try and make it more stable, but none of that worked until he combined it with fossilized algae. And for whatever reason, mixing dynamite, like nitroglycerin and stuff, with fossilized algae makes it quite stable, and now you can, it's a portable explosive now. Now you can throw it around and it won't explode in your hands.
So is dynamite finite?
Is dynamite finite? I don't know. I think
everything is finite.
Yeah, in a way, I suppose.
I mean, eventually there's finite resources on Earth, right?
Yeah, true. But like, if it's fossilized.
Yeah, we don't really make as many new fossils, right?
Yeah. As someone...
I'm sure they've learned how to synthesize that. Like, they can synthesize lots of stuff. They must be able to synthesize dead fish, right?
Yeah, old dead fish. Yeah. I feel like people are doing that on accident anyway. Yeah, we can synthesize old dead algae.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to live in a world where we can't synthesize fossilized algae. Like, what kind of a world is that?
So, Nobel originally sold dynamite as Nobel's blasting powder, but then changed the name to dynamite, which is from the ancient Greek word dynamis, meaning power.
Ooh.
Now, you might be thinking, how did this guy end up being the guy known for peace? Well, it was a pretty selfish move, really. So this is how the story goes, but the story is not like a confirmed that this happened, but this is the story that is popular. So Alfred Nobel, in 1888, his brother Ludwig died, but then some newspapers published his obituary instead. Even though Alfred Nobel was not dead, the papers mistakenly thought that he had died instead of his brother. And one French newspaper condemned him, saying that he was the inventor of military explosives. And there was a quote saying that the merchant of death is dead. So Alfred Nobel is sitting, reading a newspaper. He's reading his own obituary.
Oh, my God.
And it says, the merchant of death is dead. And so Alfred Nobel was like, that's not a great legacy. People are celebrating my death and I haven't even died yet. So he decided to change his will and essentially donate his millions of dollars or Swedish kronos or whatever their currency is. And basically, yeah, donate it all to the Nobel Prize. So there was a Nobel Prize. I think it was only a few of them at the start. Physical science, chemistry, medical science.
I think this is exactly what happened to Iron Man, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Locked in a cave and then was like, oh, yeah, because he was a weapon sales. Yeah, sure.
He's like, wait, those weapons I'm using are being used to kill?
And now they're used against me? What?
But I'm the good guy. Why do the bad guys have my weapons?
So, yeah, there was only a few prizes to start with. Physical science, medical science, and chemistry, and also literature as well. And there was a weird, I don't know, the prize was literary work, and then in quotes, in an ideal direction. And people didn't really know what that meant for a long time.
Do we know now?
I don't know. Maybe it was kind of explained. And then there became the Nobel Peace Prize as well. Also, a bit of fun, right before he died, Nobel was accused of high treason.
Oh, that's fun.
Because he sold Basilite to Italy.
So he did do some Tony Stark.
Ballistite? I don't know. It's some kind of explosive I've never heard of. He was selling that to Italy. And then so he moved and then died of a stroke later. There you go.
I love the idea of being treasonous against your own country to Italy. Like, for some reason, that just doesn't...
Mamma mia.
In our modern mindset, I can't imagine betraying your company for Italy.
Yeah.
That's where pasta's made. I'm leaving.
Gotta get that good pizza.
Yeah, what do you reckon they were giving him?
In return to explosives?
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say money.
Yeah, okay. That was...
Some mozzarella cheese. Some Gouda.
Pizza pie.
That lovely three-ingredient pizza, which apparently is the best.
What are the three?
Dough, tomato, and mozzarella, and sometimes basil. So I guess four.
Isn't and that also just a marg?
Yeah, it's like a margarita pizza, yeah.
I want a margarita pizza right now.
Mm.
Oh, I'm hungry for food.
No, it's too early for pizza. No, you can't get a fresh pizza this
it's
early.
It's never yes, too early for pizza. You guys could order a pizza.
I mean, we could.
That's it may like be 10:30 for toast. You, but it's 5:30 for me.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, baby.
It's 11 a.m. on a
you guys
Sunday,
could order pizza. and tell them, do you know what time it is in California right now?
Is it
the home of pizza?
It's 5:30 p.m. somewhere.
I reckon we could get a pizza. They'll let us. It's every food is the same food. That how is that not eggs on toast in some way?
Because of the different ingredients in it.
Oh, barely. So you've
and
got
the different
like,
vibe.
Do you get a lot of egg pizzas?
Yeah well,
the Australian pizza has egg on it.
Yeah, there's a pizza called the Aussie.
Is that real?
That's real. Yeah. There's a pizza called the Aussie in Australia, which is just, I don't ever order it.
Ostrich eggs.
But it's got a full egg on it. So you just plonk a raw egg into the pizza and then put it in the pizza oven, the egg cooks.
Some places will like stir the egg up or like more evenly disperse the egg, but a lot of places are
just
like
crack
plonk.
Two eggs on the pizza and put it through the oven.
Yeah.
No one orders it.
I think that they should I think they should crack it on there right when it gets to your door. They should open up the box, just crack a couple eggs on the pizza.
I love that.
And let it cook with the pizza's heat.
Yeah.
Like how sometimes you crack an egg through noodles and it cooks through the hot noodles. That's good shit.
Eggs are good. Would you like to hear some facts about dynamite before I drool and ruin this microphone?
Yeah, go on then.
So,
yeah.
Thank you. My facts about dynamite are, of course, about the song Dynamite by Tyo Cruz.
Is that... Okay. I was looking up dynamite stuff, obviously, and I spelled it dynamite with an O, but it's actually spelled dynamite with an A, but there's a bunch of songs called dynamite.
Really?
Yeah, a bunch of songs either intentionally or unintentionally spell it wrong. Is this song spelled correctly or incorrectly?
Correctly.
Oh, well done, Teo.
Yeah. So it was...
I mean, this may be like an Australian, American, British spelling kind of thing. Like, no, it might be spelled differently based on what part of the world you're in.
I don't think it is, because the Wikipedia page was just with an A. I think it's a Mandela effect.
Well, I mean, that can be easily easily edited. You may have been fooled, my friend.
That's true, yeah.
Dynamite. I swear I've heard people pronounce it dynamite.
That's all anyone says. People go, dynamite.
She's a dynamite lady. Right.
Yes, a dynamite lady.
I want to hear about this song, Cass.
Dynamite by Tyo Cruz was written by Tyo Cruz and a woman named Bonnie McKee.
Is Tyo Cruz Australian?
No.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's not so crazy. People
you
can
just
be
ask
Australian?
That every time that you hear like a musician with like a kind of a crazy name. You're like, that's a... That guy's probably Australian. MC Hammer,
like,
come on.
It just sounds like an Australian pop song, I think, because it's sort of a bit nothingy. You know?
It does sound a bit like an Australian pop song.
Yeah.
It did really well, though.
Yeah. In Australia.
Yeah. It did well.
TNT
worldwide.
Is Australian,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's what I'm getting
yeah.
You're getting
guys, that might be TNT. I'm dynamite. And he says dynamite.
Does he? Or does he
that
say
might
nah,
be the
nah.
Australian. That might be the accent, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, sometimes A's sound like O's to us. Oh, because we're Australian. So when she was writing Dynamite, so Bonnie McKee wrote the chorus and Tyo Cruz wrote the verses.
Uh-huh. And the chorus is?
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes saying, Ayo, gotta let go.
Uh-huh.
And people assume that that is her being like, I'm throwing my hands up because I'm partying. And she was saying that she's had a lot of people ask, like, why do you only throw your hands up sometimes? And it's because she wrote the song when she was getting sober. So it's not like throwing your hands up to party. It's throwing her hands up because she's like, oh, my fucking God.
Whoa.
So the song is like, I throw
my... Or she's like, sometimes I get fucked up and I throw my hands up at the club. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I go to meetings.
And sometimes I just go, God damn, and throw my hands up.
Yeah, but that's the chorus. It's like, sometimes
gotta let go.
Gotta let go. And then she says, I want to celebrate and live my life singing Ayo, baby, let's go. So like that chorus is her.
That's her
like,
in the club.
Processing her getting sober.
Yeah, sober in the club.
And then I was reading through some of the alternate lyrics that she had.
Okay. So
you know how she says, I want to celebrate and live my life.
Yeah.
So originally it was sometimes I want to just forget my life, and she's like,
sometimes
"No, let's
forget my
let's
life.
Keep
I feel
it light."
Like that's not even the right amount of syllables. Sometimes I want to
just
forget
my
life.
Okay,
that kind of works. Yeah.
And then another one was
I can't imagine this song had more than one draft to it. Like this had multiple writers on it. She really took
drafts,
a couple cracks at
much.
It, huh? Yeah.
I saw the because I was watching a video that she made and she showed the two pages that she had written all the lyrics out for Dynamite when she was like brainstorming it.
Were
and
they
on
handwritten
the,
or was it like a
all
Google
handwritten?
Doc? Wow.
No, all handwritten. Then she flips the page over and it's when she's written Teenage Dream.
Whoa, on the same piece of paper?
Yeah, on like flip side of the paper.
Like Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a massive songwriter.
Sure. And
some other alternate lyrics were Celebrate and Live My Life were Sometimes You Gotta Let the Stars Decide.
Sometimes you gotta let the stars decide, saying AO, gotta let go. I like that better, I think.
I think Celebrate and Live My Life worked well.
Yeah,
I think sometimes I want to just forget my life a bit too...
Bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, not quite celebratory. Because she managed to nail it with throwing her hands up in the air because it got to be a song for her, but also everyone could just be like, yeah, party style? And she's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not struggling with addiction.
I'm surprised that you guys can muster so many opinions and feelings about this song. I'm just sitting over here thinking about like the Minecraft parody. That wasn't even something that I liked. That was just like something that my friends liked in high school.
What was the Minecraft parody?
I don't know. It was just a...
Do you remember the chorus?
It was like... Well, I mean, it was just something about creepers, probably. I don't know. I didn't like it. I did not want to listen to it.
Because we gonna mine this craft. You can still go all night for a video game. That still fits in.
Mm.
I feel like there might have also been like a Jesus version because they played it at my youth group a lot. And I don't know if they made like an alternate version that was about God.
Well, if you're throwing your hands up in
like
the air.
Like I throw my hands up in the air sometimes singing praise him, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, all yeah. That.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we could get rich if we wrote religious songs?
Like religious parody songs or just religious songs?
Religious parody songs. Do you reckon there's a market for it?
I think there is.
Maybe you guys could. I don't think they would accept me.
they don't have to know everything about who we are. We can all have stage
names.
Yeah,
I could detransition, get rich off of religious parody songs, and then use the money to go back, right?
Yeah, that's worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, worth your time, worth the effort. Yeah, and there's definitely that much money in it.
I feel like the only real people listening to a religious parody song would be like a 12-year-old boy who's still into church, but I feel like they don't have any money.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Because it would be the people running
the
camps. It's
not about money,
on.
It's ad revenue, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody buys music anymore.
Tell you what we should do. If we put like product placements within the song. Is anyone doing that yet? Because that's a good idea.
Advertising to the religious. I mean, they're already on board to like, you know, get on board with stuff.
See, and the best thing about this is that all of our competition would be like dorky youth pastors and stuff like that. So like we are not cool by any means in like a standard musical space, but like against like a 38-year-old man who's like dad bodly, I bet we could do this.
I think we could absolutely be cooler than a youth pastor.
Yeah. We could make
depends on the youth pastor.
we could do like kids pop versions of songs. Like you know how kids really want to listen to the same music as their peers, but sometimes they don't have
cool parents.
Yeah. And we can come along and like we're advertising to the strict religious parents who like their kids love all the beats of WAP, but that's not going to work for their lifestyle.
Oh, wait. So you're taking like the most explicit songs that you can find where the artist would not want it to be religious at all.
Yeah.
And you're saying now it's about Jesus.
Because it's parody. They got no power over it.
They got no power, baby.
What would you change Wet Ass Pussy to?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking anyone. I'm asking the group. Okay.
No, I'm not involved in this at all. I'm taking a back seat on this
You're
one.
Like a core part of this. I thought we can't do it without
Listen,
you.
Listen, if you guys make bank off of this, I'll say that I was there for the inception of the idea and it was basically my idea from the beginning, but I'm not doing any actual work.
What about, what could Wet Ass Pussy be?
I'm trying to like maybe whack. No, you can't say ass either.
No.
Really, you have to replace all three words, don't you?
Yeah.
Atheist, Protestant. Pussy is
quite
a
one more word. Adjective. Noun.
Yeah, I was thinking like whack, antsy preacher, and it's about a bad. No, you can't make it about a bad preacher because preachers are cool. What's another word for sinner that starts with P? That would be good. We'll workshop a lot.
What if you made it really positive? Because they love being positive. So
they
it could
love
be,
being positive.
So
those
it could
guys.
Be like that's a cool darn Jesus or something.
Cool darn Jesus? CDJ.
What about, like, what are they called?
And the bit where they say WAP.
I guess it doesn't necessarily need to be WAP. It could be something, like, we can change the letters to whatever we want as long as it has the same level of syllables, kind of.
Mm.
And even that's a little flexible.
All right. We'll workshop it. We'll work it out later. Mia was here for the inception. Mia can make bank off of it.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Mia Moore.
And Mia, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter @StopTweetingMia. And Right now I'm running an Indiegogo crowdfund for my first feature film that I'm making this summer. I wrote it, I'm co-directing it with my partner, and it's going to be fucking awesome. It's a time loop movie, it's a queer love story, and it's going to be made in a trailer in my mom's driveway. So
hell yeah. The link to that is in our show notes, the first link. Click it, pay money.
Oh yeah, I'm hell so yeah. excited for this movie. It's called Again Again. And that's how again, many again. Times I'm going to watch it when it comes out.
Is that three
just
times?
Just two?
No, it's three times. No. You watch oh my God. It, and then you watch it again, and then you watch it again.
So when, like, I'm talking day one of the release. I'm watching it thrice.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching it, then I'm watching it again, then I'm watching it again. And then I need to go to sleep to let everything settle. And then I wake up with an alarm that I set to the movie projected on my ceiling.
I'm going to sit next to you on the couch and just like watch you intently and just like wait to see what parts you smile at.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
Cass hates my movie. That's why she watched it three times.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys. This is fun.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.